Have you ever felt abandoned by one of your earthly parents? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today we're talking about a very difficult topic, and that is family. And sometimes family on this earth isn't perfect, and we know this, but it doesn't necessarily make it easier to deal with. So that's why today's Devo is so important. It's called Not Abandoned by Mary Schilling. One morning, I rushed into my parents' room to say good morning. Mom removed her wedding ring and shoved it to the bottom of her jewelry box. Mommy, where's Daddy? He's not coming back, she said. I returned to my room and wept in my closet. The number of times I saw him after that, I could count on my fingers. Abandoned. I felt utterly and completely abandoned. As a teen, I made foolish choices to mask my pain. Losing my earthly father made it hard to believe there was a heavenly father who loved me. But God never let me go. One day, I felt a strong urge to go to church. In a small church, I heard joy in the singing, and the smiles of the people shone in their eyes and reached into my heart. I felt a quiet voice telling me it was time to come close to God. I longed for the community, the love, and the joy these people shared. I knew I had done much wrong, but Jesus had already paid the price for my wrongdoing by dying on the cross. I admitted my sins, trusted God for forgiveness, and asked Him to be the leader of my life. I was no longer abandoned or alone. I had a heavenly Father and a family of Christians. When we feel hurt by an earthly parent, trusting our heavenly Father can be difficult. But Psalm 27:10 tells us, "Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me." God has promised to never leave or forsake us. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, as we read in Romans 8:39. Our Heavenly Father will never abandon us, and in Him we find love and joy that will never end. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time that you tried to mask your pain by doing things you might regret? Jesus invites us to come to Him, confess our wrongdoing, and rest in His love and forgiveness, because He already paid the price for our sins. Consider taking some time to come to Jesus now. As you and I can read in Hebrews 13:5, God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm chapter 9, verses 9 through 10, John chapter 14, verses 16 through 21, Romans chapter 5, verses 5 through 8, as well as chapter 8, verse 16, and verses 35 through 39 while you're there, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Sometimes a loss in our lives makes it hard to trust others, but God has so much compassion on us and patiently brings healing to our hearts. Through His Word and His Spirit, He shows us He is trustworthy, and He provides fellow Christians who can show us His love in tangible ways. If you've experienced a deep hurt, who is a safe adult in your life who you could talk to about it? If you need someone to talk to, you can actually request a free conversation with a focus on the family's counseling department. Head over to unlocked.org/counseling to learn more. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Maria Fearing, Ready for Adventure with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.